Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Jesus went on into Jericho and was passing through. There was a chief tax collector there named Zacchaeus, who was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was a little man and could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Hurry down, Zacchaeus, because I must stay in your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him with great joy. All the people who saw it started grumbling, "This man has gone as a guest to the home of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give half of my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay back four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today, for this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Let us reflect on the theme, embracing the outcasts. Embracing the outcast. As Jesus Christ journeys through Jericho, nearing the end of his path to Jerusalem, he demonstrates a powerful lesson. No one is too insignificant to be noticed by him. Amidst his own looming fate, Jesus takes the time to see Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector, marginalized and scorned by society. Zacchaeus, curious about Jesus, climbs a tree to catch a glimpse of him. Despite Zacchaeus' attempts to remain unnoticed, Jesus calls out to him, inviting himself into Zacchaeus' home and life. This act of noticing and reaching out to someone deemed a sinner and outcast reveals Jesus' mission of inclusion and compassion. Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus is rich with meaning. Zacchaeus' actions, running and climbing a tree, signal a desperate need for something more, a longing to be seen and valued. Jesus responds not to a direct plea, but to a mere presence and hidden yearning of Zacchaeus. In doing so, Jesus breaks societal norms and expectations, showing that his mission is to seek and save the lost, regardless of public opinion. Zacchaeus' story highlights several key themes: the power of being noticed, the radical nature of Jesus' inclusivity, and the transformative impact of Jesus' presence. When Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' home, he extends a divine necessity, showcasing that Zacchaeus is not beyond redemption. My dear friends, in today's world, Zacchaeus represents those who feel marginalized and unseen, those who might be labeled as outcasts due to their past actions or societal roles. Jesus' approach to Zacchaeus reminds us of the importance of seeing beyond surface judgments and extending grace and inclusion to everyone. It challenges us to break down barriers and stereotypes, inviting others into our lives and communities with the same unconditional love that our Lord Jesus Christ shows. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the Zacchaeuses in my life, those whom society overlooks or scorns? How can I extend Jesus' radical inclusion and compassion to them? Number two, in what ways can I demonstrate a genuine desire to see and notice those around me, particularly those who might be seeking something more in their lives? Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of Jesus, who sees and loves each of us, no matter our past or societal status. Help us to extend your grace and compassion to those around us, especially the marginalized and overlooked. Transform our hearts and lives as we welcome Jesus into our homes and hearts, just as Zacchaeus did. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.